it sounds like for those of us who are new to Mission Inn, that there's an incredible long history here with you and your family. And your family has a lot of ties to the Chicago area. So give us a little bit of how your family got involved here and has really helped turn Mission Inn into what it is today.
Well, Rory, thank you very much for being here today and having a chance to talk to your audience. Our family is from the Chicagoland area originally. My great-grandfather came here from Germany to Chicago, he and three of his brothers, and settled. Sadly, he died not long after coming to America, and his son, my grandfather, had to quit school in the fifth grade to raise his little sisters and support his mother. And my dad was one of five children. My dad worked in the stockyards of Chicago during the Depression, unloaded, as he would say, lugged beef on his back, and was a door-to-door salt salesman for the Morton Salt Company, and later on became a commodities broker in Chicago. And in 1964, my brother Bob was driving after graduation from South Florida to the Chicagoland area where we lived, and my dad had seen a small classified ad for a golf course for sale here in Central Florida. Bob loved to play golf. He wanted to be a sports writer. And my dad's business was changing. And so my dad asked Bob to stop and take a look at the golf course. And he told my dad the land was beautiful. Could really be something, but it was out kind of in the middle of nowhere. And in 1964, in the fall, my dad and my brother made the commitment to buy then what was the Florden Country Club. It was owned by 48 retired people. And you can imagine those 48 couldn't agree on which way the sun came up. And so we started this journey that we're still on in 1964. And I was seven at the time. I'm the youngest. There's four girls in between Bob and I. And over our lifetimes, three of my brother-in-laws have worked here. All six of us have worked here. Three of us still work here. And then at some point in their lives, all of the grandchildren have worked here. And it's been I'd say it's our life's work. And today we have over 1,000 acres. Two wonderful golf courses. The first golf course, which we now call El Campeón, was designed by a man named George O'Neill. He was out of the Chicagoland area. At the time, he was quite an architect. Our second course was built in 1990, and Gary Koch, the tour player and commentator, he was the architect for that course. Today, we have 176 rooms at our hotel. We have seven tennis courts. We have four pickleball courts. We have a wonderful spa, a marina down on Lake Harris with 55 slips of concrete floating docks. We have four restaurants. We have three ballrooms. We have a wonderful housing development here with both condominiums and what we call golf villas, club homes, fairway homes, and estate homes as well. You know, over our lifetime, we've seen a lot of folks from Chicago come here.
So when did you first arrive here, and as you settled into your role here at Mission Inn, what did you start to think about, you know, how can we make the place better? What do we need to do? What were some of your first projects when you got here and were really invested in this property?
Sure. Well, that's a great question. I graduated college in 1979, and I worked in the Chicagoland area in sales and trying to drive corporate business out of the Chicagoland area here to the resort. So companies that were in the Chicagoland area like Quaker Oats and the Stone Container Corporation, Amoco Oil, Automotive Aftermarket, Parker Hannifin, those types of companies were my customers and all came down here to the resort over time. And what we wanted to do, what I wanted to do, was continue to grow the resort. And I think we've been pretty successful at that. You know, the world has changed. Small independents like us are kind of hard to find, whether it's clothing stores or drug stores. Hotels are the same way. And we think we offer a special, unique experience here. We did this January, for example, Rory, an annual event for our staff members who are celebrating some form of a five-year experience. So it's 5, 10, 15, 20-year experience. Two of our staff members who attended both celebrated 50 years of employment with us. And so it's kind of special. I grew up here. This is my home. I literally live here on property, but the resort is my home. We're very different. We're just a unique place. It's beautiful here. We've got wonderful lakes, rolling hills of Central Florida. We are what our county calls Real Florida Real Close. Orlando's our main gateway, and the Florida Turnpike is our main thoroughfare north and south out of the Midwest.
I was going to say there's probably people who have never been here before. They might know a little bit about Florida. They say, yeah, I know Miami. I know Orlando. I know Disney World. I know maybe Tampa or Jacksonville, but the name of the town, Howie in the Hills, might not be something that resonates with them. Tell us about Howie in the Hills and your location here and how you relate and how easy it is to get to some of those other cities if that's where people want to go while they're here in the state of Florida.
Sure. That's, you know, we are right in the center of the state. We're 45 minutes north and west of the Orlando International Airport. We are north and east of Tampa, approximately an hour and 20 minutes from that airport. We are convenient to I-95 on the East Coast. We're convenient to I-75 and the Florida Turnpike. And to the south of us, which bifurcates the state of Florida, I-4 is very convenient. Howie in the Hills is also within 15 minutes of the Leesburg International Airport, which is a small strip, takes jets, jet fuel, a tower, FBO, and customs. So we see a lot of folks that are vacationing on private planes that come in here as well.
When you come to Florida, and if you're down by Disney World or you're in Miami and you're going to get away from it all, you don't always get away from it all. It can be hectic. It can be busy. It can be crowded. It seems like up here, somebody who really needs to put their feet up and relax, play a little golf, have a beverage or two, play some tennis, and just enjoy the great weather. It seems like you're a more ideal destination for somebody that just doesn't want to race in, have 3 days of hustle and bustle, and have to go home.
Again, from my experience living in the Chicagoland area, whether it's Chicago or Milwaukee or New York or Philadelphia, you know, we all live today in these high-pressure, fast-paced environments. And when you come to the resort, our town has hardly changed in the last 50 years since I've been here. We might have 700 homes now when it used to be 500 homes. And the pace is such that you can really unplug and enjoy. And the golf courses are wonderful. The boating on Lake Harris is amazing. We do some world-class fishing tournaments here on Lake Harris. And this year, which is kind of unique, we're offering a turkey package because here in the state of Florida, we have the Osceola Turkey, which rounds out the Grand Slam for turkey hunters. And you'll actually hunt on a property that we own here for turkey.
The turkey hunt. You know, it sounds like something that could also be a golf outing
exactly.
as well as too. We're out there making birdies or we're out there making turkeys. Yeah. Or if your bowling alley, they could be down there. You just got to go put one in, right?
That's right.
But, you know, anyway, you know, the property here, it seems to have just continued to evolve over the years. Take us through the timeline a little bit of what came along when. We know your classic golf course is now 104 years old, but piece by piece you've added here to the resort. Take us through a little bit of the history of some of the additions that have helped expand Mission Inn a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm gonna back up just a bit to answer that question. My dad, I say, was a real character, and in his youth he rode rodeo in Chicago. And in the 30s, he and a friend of his went to Del Rio, Texas. Mm-hmm. They crossed the border. They caught and broke wild horses. And my dad and his friend, Tex Buntine, rode the length of Mexico from Del Rio, Texas to Mexico City on horseback with 6 guns and Winchester rifles and never slept indoors, not one night. They would bathe in streams, cook outside, sleep on bedrolls. And my dad loved the Mexican people. And when it came time for us in 1970 to build our first hotel, there was never a doubt in my dad's mind. He wanted to have a Spanish colonial resort. And so if you look at our buildings, they're Spanish colonial, they're timeless. And as my brother says, every time you want to add a new building, you just build it around a new courtyard. So we have some wonderful courtyards here. The first building went in 1970. It was a hotel, 60 units with 4 one-bedroom suites and a 2-bedroom suite for my mom and dad. And then our restaurant building went in 72. We built another 40-unit hotel complex in 1975. We built another hotel wing in 1982. We built the marina at that time. We built a second, a third addition to the hotel in 1989. In 1990, we built our Las Colinas golf course, and the clubhouse opened immediately after that. And then we've added an additional ballroom at the clubhouse. We've added a ballroom down at the marina called our pavilion. And in 2000, we built 2002, we built our first real housing development called Las Colinas. And then in about 12 years ago, about 2009, we opened up our spa, Spa Marbella. And so, you know, the development and the growth of the company has been built, as I say all the time, Rory, a ham sandwich at a time. It's as a result of taking good care of our customers, trusting in God, praying to be a little bit profitable, and reinvesting those profits in the business. And that's how we have built what we have today. And I think it's one of the finest resorts anywhere. It surely is a friendly resort, and it's good service, and it's good, hardworking people that'll take care of you and your guests.
Tell us a little bit more about the housing. I've visited a few golf areas on the way down to Florida, and it seems like everywhere I go, every course I see, there seems to be houses going up around the golf course, or there's some extra land that the golf course owns, and they're putting in a subdivision. There's new streets. There's new things. And contrary to what you might read from some national publications, it seems like there is a demand for housing around nice golf courses and nice areas like this.
No, you're exactly right. My brother-in-law, Tom, is the one that runs our real estate leg of our business. And over the years, Tom has done an excellent job of making sure that the community looks good as it ages. And we are still selling vacant lots and having new homes being built. In fact, I think last year we might have built and sold 8 or 10 new homes, which is wonderful for us. More to come. And because of the vacant land that we have, we'll be adding new sections over time. We have a requirement that the buildings be cement block, so good quality construction, barrel tile roofs, 10-foot ceilings at a minimum, 8-foot doors. They're very nice homes, very well done. And landscaping requirements are quite, you know, specific. And the HOA supports what we're doing to make sure that the investment that you make in your home is protected in terms of deed restrictions and things like that. So it's a great community. I live here. I've had a home here since 2002.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the spa, because, you know, you might get up, you get your early round of golf in, but, you know, you want to relax a little bit in the afternoon. And, you know, everybody that comes along on the trip may not play golf. You know, a guy could be looking for something for his wife to do. Or these days, with more and more women playing golf, it might be her husband or her boyfriend who actually needs to go relax in the spa while she hits the golf ball. But tell us a little bit about your spa, probably how it takes care of all the golfers, especially with some maybe achy muscles if they come down here and overdo it when they haven't played for 3 months because there's too much snow and cold up in Chicago.
Well, our spa, Spa Marbella, as I say, opened up about 2009, and we have 5 treatment rooms, 4 individual rooms, and 1 couples room. In addition to that, we have both men's and women's areas that have wet services, such as steam for each individually, locker space for changing. We have pedicure, manicure areas as well, and a real fine retail area. The spa is open 5 days a week. Currently, it's closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. But as we move through this pandemic, we're seeing our business improve and pick up. And I'm sure we'll be back to 7 days a week, you know, this year. I'm confident in 2021, we'll be reopened 7 days a week. And so that's very, very good for us. It's a good value. I will tell you that it must be pretty good because my wife's there at least 3 times a month, maybe 4.
The golf tournaments. I know it seems like there's different things you're working on. LPGA Symetra. We have the PGA McKenzie Tour with a Q School event here. And it seems like you're not shy to host tournaments. And are you keeping the door open for, you know, other types of tournaments, be it USGA or the regular tours or something like that as you go forward? Because obviously, you know, you do have the golf course to handle such an event.
Well, we've been hosting golf tournaments really probably for the last 35 years. And we host a wide variety of them. in the early, early years, it was junior tournaments and kind of the Grapefruit League for the PGA years ago in the 70s. Over time, that has led to college events. So we've got a string of about 25 years with NCAA championships or regional qualifiers under our belt. We've also then, for college in that space, we do tournaments for schools. So George Mason would be an example. We do the Horizon League as an example. Probably done them 11 or 12 years. Now they canceled because of COVID the last 2 years being 20 and 21, but I'm confident that they'll be back. Those have led to greater awareness. And now as a result, probably the last 9 years, we have hosted the State of Florida High School Championship. So that is actually three different events back to back to back. And it's all the different schools by classification, whether it's 1, 1A, 2, 2A, 3, 3A, that type of thing. And now here recently, we have developed a ever closer relationship with the professional space. So to what you said, the McKenzie Tour Q School is here. This is, I think, their third year with us, and they're booked into the future. And then we're the only site in North America to do the PGA's Latino Q School, and they've been here several years and are booked also into the future. We are developing a much closer relationship with the LPGA, and so the LPGA has awarded us the October of 21, so it just took place, one of their Symetra Tour events. So we were very proud to do that. Both sides liked each other. We performed well, and so they're coming back in May, and we're hoping to continue to deepen that relationship with them. And hopefully one day we'll be able to do an LPGA Q School. This year, we are very proud to do a U.S. qualifier, a U.S. amateur qualifier, and a U.S. amateur qualifier for the mid-amateur. And so we're very proud of that. All those events come this summer.
If there was one other thing that you would like people to know about Mission Inn, what would you tell them?
Well, I guess I go back to what I think is a long-term, sustainable, competitive advantage. We're family business. We are owned and operated by the same people that have been here since 1964. And when we take a look at our country and we take a look at what's going on, my grandfather used to say to me when I was a little boy, "Buddy, if it's not made in Chicago, it's not made anywhere in the world." And, you know, we've kind of drifted away from that. We've gotten a little bit unaware of the fact that the person who owns the bicycle shop around the corner goes to your diner, and the person who owns that diner goes to your dry cleaner. Well, I'm here to tell you that franchises are wonderful, but they're driven by Wall Street. We're not driven by Wall Street. We're unique. We are becoming more and more unique in the industry. We are truly a family-owned and family-operated business, and I promise you, if you come here to the resort, you'll have the opportunity to say hello to us, my sisters, and be well taken care of. And you'll have a wonderful experience.
And it's an easy flight down from Midway or O'Hare. And you can be down here and then up to the resort. Do you have shuttles? Will you pick them up at the airport and bring them right up here?
Well, we have a great relationship with a family business called Mears. And they will bring you right up here to the resort. We've got a wonderful relationship with the Mears family.